Welcome to The Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have you. We got another episode with you today. We're going to talk all about the Joe Biden debate. Trudeau, there's so much more. I got Double Wide with me. Let's get started. First things first, Double Wide, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, man. And thanks to everybody who subscribed. Wow. The channel is making a comeback now that YouTube is leaving us alone, huh?
Channel's making a comeback. Now, we lost Spotify about a month or so ago. Maybe we'll get Spotify back in the future. But this podcast has been an up and down wave. They have been trying so hard to shut us down because really, I think we're the only ones that are sharing true information. We're trying to be unbiased in the way that we present it. This way, people can kind of understand the full scope of what is going on. Now, the best place for all this resource to understand the wealth of information that's in front of you is theawakener.ca. At theawakener.ca, you can see all these things I've written up to try to explain what's going on right now, because what's going on is super complicated.
But also, sign up for the Patreon, because not only does it support the show, but that's where the real turkey gets talked. I mean, you might even hear the odd F word.
That's true. And, you know, the reason I can't discuss everything on the show is because we firmly believe that it involves the national security of the United States of America and the Western world. And some things that we talk about and some theories we go over, we just can't discuss in private. This is why we think that our podcast has been flagged from maybe both sides of this war. Nobody really wants you to know what is really going on. So before we begin, let's get started.
I think both you and I even suspect that the insider is like an agent from some...
He could be. I mean, the guy dresses so sharp all the time. Looks like James Bond. It looks like he has, you know, no social life whatsoever.
He drives a great car.
He has a nice watch. Oh, my goodness. Like, it just screams CSIS.
I like him anyway.
I like him anyways, too. But he does know too much sometimes. A couple of things that he's told us, it's kind of odd there, you know?
It's revealing. Speaking of which, okay, so you've hit a few home runs in the last... just in the last week alone. One of the ones that was really discussed, I think both the insider and I were dead against your idea that Joe Biden could make any kind of comeback, that Trump would lose steam in any way. And you have a really, at that time, you were like, no, not at all.
So I didn't know how Joe Biden was going to perform the election, but Joe Biden and Trudeau are here to stay. The reason why we believe that is because if anything happens to them, the entire house of cards of truth is going to come out for the entire Western world to absorb. And the communist conspiracy doesn't want to know that. Now, if this is your first show that you're listening into, you need to go to the website or go on the past videos and kind of you'll learn about this battle. But we're going to jump right to basically and skip a few steps. So Joe Biden... it's really interesting to see the media kind of talk about him. They've been saying he has a cold, said that he was just tired. And really, they're still explaining to you that kind of Biden is doing a really good job. Now, he might be mentally deficient, but otherwise, things are looking up and out. Like COVID, people don't talk about COVID anymore. The economy's coming back. All the jobs we're creating, everything's going to be wonderful. We're cutting interest rates. What do you think?
You know what? He just looks... he's equally bumbling to Trump's audacity and bombastic approach.
Oh,
he's
sure.
Like the exact same energy. I'm sorry, but I don't know how he's so lucid in moments, and then on certain topics he becomes completely vapid. It's almost like he becomes conveniently vapid.
Well, we've discussed this before on the podcast. So Joe Biden's in a really tough spot right now because obviously you know what's happening to Hunter. The connections from Hunter Biden and then that investigation, which was started back in probably 2018, and then obviously the connections back to these FISA warrants that were on the opposing government that most people don't understand fully yet back in 2015. He's in a tough spot. So he's on the verge of this treason kind of coming all over his head and being utterly obvious. And he reminds me of those mafia bosses that really faked their own mental illness and problems. They actually got doctors to say, oh, they had all these health problems and they were old and you can't prosecute them. He's doing a fantastic job. I don't believe the mental illness for one second. I've never believed it.
Really?
No, I have never believed it. It's a perfect self-defense in court. It just makes too much sense. And realistically, in that debate, he was doing everything he possibly could. Now, the conspiracy needs to keep him in, obviously, okay? They needed him to perform well versus Trump because what happens is you know, the polls become more skewed and it becomes more to make up for the cheating. It becomes harder and harder to do. They have to cheat brazen and full audacity. Joe Biden had to do some, and you know what? Honestly, he did actually come back at Trump sometimes and was a little bit coherent at times, but then other times he had to demonstrate that he was struggling mentally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just kind of, he would like, you're right, he just kind of would gap mid-sentence and you're like, no.
And this is really what we were discussing on the podcast. We were explaining
that. Dennis Miller, a famous comedian from Saturday Night Live, once said, I'm pretty sure this is him, and he was talking about Ronald Reagan at the time, but he said, my grandfather's younger than the president, right, who has access to the button.
Right.
We don't let my grandfather touch the remote control for the TV, for Christ's sake.
And that's a great point. I mean, we've talked about this power structure changing war that's kind of been orchestrated by Barack Obama, which has been very detailed on the website and the podcast. Now, Putin and Xi, they firmly believe that Joe Biden is incapable of pressing the nuclear button, acting with due diligence and accordance. They believe Joe Biden works for them. This is the ultimate illusion of war that's been happening in detailed. It is so, the layers of this onion just keep getting peeled back and peeled back and peeled back about what ifs and kind of situations that we can talk about. But it's truly amazing. I mean, it's really interesting because, like on the podcast, we talked about how Joe Biden, I don't know how to say this properly, but the media attacked him basically right away saying, well, he's out of here. And everyone jumped up on, oh, we're looking for Joe Biden's replacement. And hold on. We told you, we're like, I don't think Joe Biden's going anywhere.
Who's that going to be, Kamala Harris?
No, he's not going anywhere. It can't. He can't go anywhere. Look what happened to Trump.
Well, I mean, the truth is, if ever you saw somebody trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, this really does look like that. Like, no, this peg has to go in this hole no matter what, or we can't win the game.
Right, and that's the problem. The problem that's facing the conspiracy is that Joe Biden, they need to keep him in, so they need him to perform well. He can't perform well because obviously he knows that the treason charges are coming, so he's act stupid. So this is why you're getting moments of sheer, like, his State of the Union. Oh my goodness, his State of the Union, he was just on fire, and he did so well, and then...
It's like he found cocaine in the White House someplace.
Well, I don't know if cocaine is a treatment for Alzheimer's and dementia. You'll have to check with your doctor.
But, please don't recommend. We don't recommend anything.
We don't recommend that you take cocaine for your Alzheimer's.
Stop saying that. We want to stay on YouTube.
There you go. There's so many things. And, you know, Zelensky declaring martial law, and he's talking about we want peace with Russia and all. So this war is just going to continually drag on. And this is why I believe the U.S. complex has come along, given Zelensky a bunch of weapons and kind of counter-bribed him, and they're just going to fiscally drain this out.
So you think that he's going to dwindle this like an aging relative until it bleeds the Ukraine completely dry of humanity and resources?
Well, I don't think it's about draining Ukraine about resources. It's about draining both sides of this war. The Western complex is about draining the Western complex. And it's about draining basically the communist conspiracy, which is, you know, a lot of people will debate me that Putin is kind of the main orchestrator or organizer of all this. Put it this way, the U.S. complex knows there's going to be a war, so if there's going to be a war, why don't we just have the war?
Putin wants into NATO so bad, right?
Like NATO, the thing is, people talk about NATO, but people need to understand one thing about NATO expansion. So NATO expansion has happened because of George Soros and his revolutions, and George Soros basically doing these revolutions in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, etc. in the late 80s. Okay? This is what led to NATO expansion. But what you need to understand, though, is that it's all a lie, that George Soros and his organizations and his politicians are actually traitors working against the U.S. So let me ask you something. If NATO expands and expands and expands, and if Russia sacrifices itself and NATO takes control of Russia, if the U.S. and the Western world turn into the Soviet Union from within, NATO expansion is meaningless.
Is that why Trump is always threatening to leave NATO? Because it's already a threat to the nation, and it doesn't give him any negotiating power with the communists.
I think when the truth comes out,
and I think the truth needs to not come out, and therefore somebody's going to not for our purposes, but I think for many people, including even including Trump's campaign, for this just to be worked out properly, is how it needs to be done. And so at that point, is there a strategy in your mind where Trump pulls out of NATO and creates an alliance, a new alliance of superpowers?
I don't think so. I think that this is just, the truth is going to be so game-changing for the world. Like, think about it this way. Imagine finding out that all your politicians are actually traitors working with the enemy so that, you know, you, your family, can submit to basically this authoritarian communist conspiracy and authoritarian rule. And that, to me, is the biggest game-changer, the verification that people know, oh, you know, Uncle Joe, he's a conspiracy theorist. He listens to The Awakener. They got some weird theories, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, the verification that that's, in fact, the truth. What happens is the politicians that we trust, George Soros and his organizations, his politicians, we're like, you're out of here. When that happens, organically, the East will never win this war again. Because at that point, the complete policies that we've embraced over the last 30 or 40 years that have made us sick and led the Western world to its death are going to be completely reversed. And we've talked about low taxes, oil, gas, natural resources, minerals. Boom, all of a sudden, we're the top dogs in the world. Organically, our enemies will never defeat us again. This is really, this is their last fight. They don't have anything after this. And they've given up everything in this war. For them to collapse and orchestrate their collapse and tell us, oh yeah, we've collapsed. Well, clearly people in Ukraine and the government still work with Putin, Zelensky. people in other nations too are still working for Putin and the Russians. So realistically, they've lost everything once they lose this fight.
Okay, I want to talk more about what's going on here in Canada in the Patreon side of things. And I want to dig a little bit deeper into the facade that is Biden and why it's important for him to keep up this facade of the crazy old grandpa.
We're gonna get in some deep, dark stuff right now. So
okay,
let's go there.
Let's do the Patreon. Thank you, everybody.